benefit that's superlative or adjective, in fact, without benefit of anything, because our guests this morning need nothing in the way of introduction for me. I want you to meet two swell fellows, Lum and Abner. You seem to be well known around here, Lum.
Yeah, friends here.
How are you, Abner?
Oh, just uncommonly well, Tom.
I know you fellas are kept awfully busy with your many activities, but Mom, tell me, have you stocked that Minuteman soup yet? You got it down stores?
Oh, yeah, we've had that for 6 months, Tom.
Going well?
Oh, yeah.
Not the same soup for 6 months. We've just been handling it that long. We sold out. Awful fine. My woman recommends it highly, Tom. I know that Mom ain't that the Widder Abernathy over there. Right there with that black hat there with them pink flowers on it.
Don't believe it is.
That's the morning Widder. That's who it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, to get back here, Leslie, the little lonesome, how long have you been in business, then?
11 years we've been running and shut them down store.
11 years. And,
Mom, that's the Widder, sure as a woman.
No.
She come up here. She's up here to get some new tea, some plate. You can tell she's got them.
Yes, of course. Of course,
she never come up here after them. She ordered them out of the catalog.
Well, now to get back to our little interview.
We can find out whether that's the waiter or not. Find out what size teeth she wears.
Talking about you. Well, to get back to our little interview here, Lum, who keeps books in your enterprise?
I'm going to wait for the $64 question.
You are. How about it, Abner?
Well, I don't know. We don't particularly keep them, Tom. We just, if we got money in the cash drawer, we're making money. If we ain't, there ain't no use to keep books.
All right. Who takes care of the store while you're making pictures in Hollywood?
Grandpappy Spears runs that.
He runs it. Does he do well?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Knocks down a little. He flips the money up in the air, and it lights on the edge while he puts it in the cash drawer.
How long were you making this picture?
Oh, about 5 weeks.
5 weeks? Mm-hmm. I noticed it just opened up here at the Hawaii Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You had quite a big opening over there, didn't you, Lama?
Oh, I had a big deal, yeah. All of us drove down in horses and buggies. Mm-hmm. Or drove down in the buggy.
Oh, yeah. And it was quite a big premiere. You were there, of course, after.
Oh, I was there. I went to see me act. I love to watch me, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Fact is, he's been there ever since.
I'm my favorite actor, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe I am.
How often have you seen the picture, Abner?
How many times have they showed it, Tom? I've lost track.
The name of the picture is Bashful Bachelor.
Careful, Tom.
Yeah.
Bashful Bachelor.
Yes, you got me doing it.
Yeah, we attend all that dialect here, Tom. You just talk straight.
Okay. Well, I understand the picture has been tremendously successful all over the country. In fact, I was reading one of the trade papers where out through Gone with the Wind in a number of spots.
In our hometown, I think.
In your hometown.
Out through what, Tom?
Gone with the Wind.
Never hear of it.
Oh, my. You plan making another picture for RKO?
Yeah, we're going to make six more, Tom.
Six more?
Gladness for punishment.
Arkansas revenge for the Civil War, Tom. Get even with them.
You think that might be the widow over there?
That's the widow, sure. Door. I know her any place.
Thought you said we'd get an orchard if we come up here.
No, I didn't say so, but I might arrange to.
Yeah, we're thinking on moving on it. Just raising fruit, Tom. Give up the store.
You're right.
Ha 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 ha!
Tom? Tom, you're sweating.
Oh, yes, I always have. Tom, I always sweat when I have a good time.
Take it easy. Don't work so hard. No, simmer down.
Tom's nervous. You know what? That putting that wishing ring on a while ago got you all excited. I noticed that.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Have you ever seen such a guy?
Oh, yeah, my personality.
Oh.
Are you engaged now? Are you engaged from a girl from Iowa?
No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And we won't go into that any further.
Now, what do you pay for this job, Tom? I don't know how you get a job down here with all these beautiful women every morning. You must pay a lot to get to come down here.
You have no idea. 10 years of my life.
Well, to get back to the store, who can you honestly say is your best customer, Mom?
Well, Widder Abernathy is one of our best customers.
And that must be her.
Must be.
Squire Skimp's a good customer, but not honest.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything else to ask you except that I know you fellas are awfully busy with your radio program. What do you take for headaches?
Or touchy feely.
Oh, my God.
Minuteman Zoo.
No!
Yeah, if I say we take Alka-Seltzer on top of that soup, it sounds bad, don't it?
Oh, I want to thank you fellas for coming over here. You've given us a swell interview and a grand prix.
Thank you, Tom. I want you to know we listen all the time to this program. I think it's both Chet and myself is our favorite program. And I've never heard any program that sounded like you were having as much fun as sounds like you're having down here at Sardis. And I want you to know I'm tickled to be here.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, Tom, and I'm one of your big fans, too. I don't see how you can get women to talk to you the way you do.
Wonderful.
But before we go, I do want to...
Meet the Widow Abernathy.
I want to meet the Widow Abernathy, and I want to remind everybody to take Alka-Seltzer and go to the Hawaii Theater and see Bashful Baxter.
Thank you, Mom and Abner. Come in, Johnny. Come on.